Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Good morning across the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. I'm Todd Albaugh. It is Wednesday, the 11th of January, 2023. Welcome back into hour number two of the show. Glad to have you along. Fantastic hour number one. We appreciate Trygve Olsen of the Lincoln Project joining us today. Some great information there, great insight as well. He will join us every Wednesday here on the show moving forward. We appreciate his time and insight. And also thank you for a very last-minute live report from O'Hare International Airport from my favorite youngest godson, Jason Kohler, giving us some on-the-ground reporting as these FAA flight systems went down this morning. He is awaiting a flight to D.C. Apparently his flight was postponed until 10:20, 10:30 this morning from 7 o'clock. So hopefully he gets off the ground and into D.C. And he reports things are fairly normal out or in Chicago this morning. Lots of flights canceled, but people seem to be calm, curious, but well-behaved. Thank you. Thanks to Jason for calling in and giving us that information this morning. Aaron Zommers, our producer, engineer. See, it's still the COVID fog, Aaron. Haven't had a chance to say good morning yet because we had a very busy first hour, but how are you today?
Doing good. Doing well. Yeah, you know, the freezing fog is really not a great thing to have in your head there.
Right. The COVID fog, the freezing fog, is none of it's good.
We all just gotta make do and not drive anywhere if you can, if you're in an area with the freezing fog.
And it is. As much as Trygve and I were kind of joking around about it, it is serious. And as a matter of fact, it has gotten even more serious. As coming across the wires, portions of I-94 in Monroe County are now closed. According to Wisconsin Department of Transportation, roads across central Wisconsin are covered in ice today, causing troubles for drivers and making the morning commute. Wisconsin State Patrol has closed a stretch of I-94 westbound between Wisconsin 21 and County Highway EW in Monroe County because the roads were deemed impassable. According to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation's 511 tool, significant portions of I-90 are covered in ice north of DeForest. The majority of roads in north of Madison are either ice covered or have slippery patches. Conditions come as a winter weather system moves through the state. Winter weather advisories are issued for Juneau, Monroe, Adams County until 9 o'clock this morning, or just expiring right now. The advisory actually has been extended until 11. So winter weather advisories continue. And looking at the 511 app where it shows you kind of the roadways, whether they're snow covered or ice covered, pretty much anything north of Madison is at least snow or ice covered. So Aaron's absolutely right. If you do not have to travel particularly north of Madison today, at least this morning, please don't do it. Please try to find another way, perhaps do a Zoom meeting or just delay it or postpone it or cancel your plans, because north of Madison roads are dicey at best. How are roads for you this morning? Come in, Aaron.
Totally fine here.
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't really have any issues.
Yeah, I didn't either. It was a little foggy, but a little damp, but no freezing fog or freezing roadways here in Madison proper. But DeForest is 15 miles north, and there's where you're going to have your problems moving north of Madison. Checking the weather forecast for you across the state of Wisconsin, that winter weather advisory pretty much anywhere north of Madison this morning, so drive carefully. Going south to north, Richland Center, WRCE, looking for decreasing clouds this morning, then gradually becoming sunny. We'll get to a high of 42. So once the sun comes out and starts burning this off, we're going to be a lot better. So a high of 42 today in Richland Center. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 28. And tomorrow, Thursday, mostly cloudy and a high near 33. Moving over to Wausau this morning, winter weather advisories continue this morning for that freezing drizzle, freezing fog, a high of 34. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 28. And tomorrow, Thursday, in Wausau, mostly cloudy and a high of 33. Up in Amory this morning, WXCE Land, Winter weather advisories continue, a wintry mix, patchy fog, patchy freezing fog, some accumulation up in Amory. Daytime snow totals, maybe a half an inch possible in Amory. Then for tonight, patchy fog, a low of 20, and Thursday, mostly cloudy, a high near 22 in Amory, Wisconsin. So, yeah, be careful as you are out and about. Coming up in less than a half an hour, Aaron, we are absolutely thrilled that our boss, our co-owner, and CEO, Sage Weil, is going to join us at the bottom of the hour for a major announcement here on Civic Media. Some big news. Especially if you're a business owner, maybe you've said, you know, I'm trying to get my message out. I don't have the funds to buy advertising. I like to do it. We're here to help. Maybe you bought a lottery ticket for the big $1 billion, which apparently, it appears, was not won. It's going to soar to the second largest jackpot in lottery history. No one claimed yesterday's prize. Saying here, the Mega Millions jackpot has reached an estimated $1.35 billion after no winner snagged the big prize in last night's drawing. That's a boost from Tuesday's jackpot of $1.1 billion. But you don't have to buy a lottery ticket. Just keep your dial tuned right here to Civic Media. We'll have Sage Weil, our CEO, tell you how you can get some dollars at the bottom of the hour. Stay with us. We'll have some news headlines for you and look at Republicans amending an overhaul to a bill here in Wisconsin after this on the Todd Allball Show on Civic Media. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show. 9:15 is the time on the temperature sign. Civic Media. We welcome you back, whether you're listening to us on WRCE in Richland Center, WXCO in Wausau, or WXCE in beautiful Amory. We welcome you in, or maybe, just maybe, one of the cool kids who downloaded the Civic Media app. It's easy to do. Just go to your smartphone, go to your app store, type in Civic Media. That's C-I-V-I-C, just like you took civics classes, perhaps. Civic Media, it's free. And it takes less than a minute to do. Can't beat it with a stick. It's fantastic. So download the Civic Media app, open it up, then go to other stations. Click on that. Then scroll down to WRCE, News from the Center. WRCE. Click on that, open it up. Bada bing, bada boom. Mr. Zomers and I can be with you every morning, Monday through Friday, 8 until 11, and you can listen to all the other fine Civic programs on the Civic Media Radio Network at your leisure. If you have Wi-Fi, if you have cell phone service, you can take it anywhere with you that you'd like via the Civic Media app. We appreciate you listening in. As we said, at the bottom of the hour after that break, we have Sage Weil, our CEO and co-owner of Civic Media, with some very big news at the bottom of the hour. News headlines this hour. The FAA continuing to try to get planes back in the air. This after an overnight glitch that left the safety mechanisms for pilots, basically how they file their flight plan and information, went down. No word on what caused it. This is not an airline-specific problem. This relates to all flights. For a couple of hours this morning, the FAA ordered all flights grounded or prevented them from taking off while they tried to fix the problem. Now, reporting by CBS's Chris Van Cleave, telling us that the FAA has now let flights resume. They'll be letting flights go little by little, but as Van Cleave pointed out, that once you kind of disrupt that early morning 2 or 3 hours, it's like a domino effect, right? Because all these planes are on schedules and, you know, when you've seen it before, if you've flown, you get out, you land, you get out. There's another crew waiting to take your plane somewhere else with more people. So it's a domino effect. Had reporting this morning in our first hour from Jason Kohler, my godson, down in O'Hare Airport in Chicago this morning, saying his flight trying to get out to D.C. today was delayed by about three and a half hours, saying that most of the flights say delayed or canceled, although some are still saying on time. But pack your patience if you have to fly today. Actually, pack your patience if you have to fly or drive pretty much anywhere today. Because that's the other big news story of this morning in Wisconsin. Across most of western, central, and northern Wisconsin, roads are less than ideal. In Amory, in the northern part of the state, some snow falling. But the real culprit is this freezing fog and freezing drizzle. When you get this really heavy fog that moves across frozen or near frozen surfaces on the ground, the roads, and this flash freezing. And this morning, Wisconsin State Patrol closing down part of I-94 in Monroe County, and also saying that I-90 in Dane County, north of DeForest, also very ice covered and hazardous this morning. So if you are driving in the state of Wisconsin, anywhere north of Madison today, please do so carefully. President Biden back in the U.S. after taking a trip to Mexico to meet with the Mexican president on migration issues. Also, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was there. However, the big news story was reporters asking President Biden about the classified documents that he has confirmed were found in his office after he left the vice presidency. We still don't know how many documents there are. It appears not nearly as many as were at Mar-a-Lago with former President Trump. The difference here, and this is important, that in Biden's case, his staff found these after he had become president back last fall. The staff, apparently going through boxes, found a handful of classified documents, and they self-reported, called the National Archives, told them what they had found. The National Archives called the U.S. Department of Justice, and the proper wheels were put in place to make sure everything was handled correctly. Republicans this morning making a lot of hay, as you would expect, trying to draw direct comparisons between Biden and Trump on the classified documents that they had in their possession. Republicans ridiculously suggesting that the White House should be raided by the FBI, much like Mar-a-Lago was. Well, geez, the President of the United States in the White House having classified documents? I hope there's classified documents in the White House right now. I hope there are classified documents on President Joe Biden's desk because he is the President of the United States. It's just a bridge too far. Let me make clear. I hope that the proper channels are followed. Merrick Garland apparently is already on it, looking into it. And we shall see. If there was any wrongdoing, Democrats should be held accountable and responsible, the same as Republicans. But it appears this is a very different situation. Again, the Biden folks self-reporting, saying, hey, we found this. We're going to give you a heads up.
Right. We're not upset on America and the Department of Justice and everything is not upset because it's Donald Trump. They're upset because he was no longer president. He tried to cover it up. He tried to hide a bunch of stuff. And it was not in a remotely secure location or anything. Like, there's all kinds of reasons. And like you said, if President Biden did do something wrong with these files, like if he was not supposed to have them, then yeah, then we should follow the right course of action for that. But like you said, he self-reported it. So we're already on a much better track.
And my understanding is he wasn't even aware of it. This was found by staff just kind of going through documents because they were moving out of this office. But we shall see. We shall see. Those are the news headlines. Also, of course, California continues to deal with these severe flooding problems and weather. Seems like there's more severe weather every day across the U.S. And gee, I wonder why. Could it be that our atmosphere is changing? Would that be called climate change? It is real. Want to get to a story this morning before we bring in Stage Weil, our CEO of Civic Media, with a big announcement at the bottom of the hour. Want to talk about a story in Wispolitics about Republicans pushing an amendment to overhaul bail. This is an important story for a lot of reasons. But let's just get into the article in WisPolitics today. Republicans at a joint hearing touted a proposed constitutional amendment on bail as a way to promote public safety, while Democrats argued the measure would prioritize the wealthy and would not fix issues in the pretrial system. The Senate Judiciary and Public Safety and Assembly Judiciary Committees met yesterday to hear testimony on the measure reintroduced by GOP Representative Sidney Ducho and Senator Van Wongard. The amendment would expand what factors judges can consider when setting cash bail for violent offenders. Under current law, courts can impose release conditions to protect the community from, quote, serious bodily harm. The judges can only take it into account and likelihood the defendant will appear in court when setting bail. Wongard, chair of the Senate Judiciary and Public Safety Committee, said current law on what judges can take into account when setting bail has made the state bail system among the most restrictive in the nation. Quote, and Wisconsin's public safety pays the price, said Wongard. He said the measure, while the measure would not fix every problem with pretrial detention in the criminal justice system, it would allow judges more flexibility to consider the totality of the circumstances when setting bail. The amendment would allow judges to also consider previous violent crime conditions, make it convictions, and potential affirmative defenses of the accused, and the need to protect the community from serious harm and prevent intimidation of witnesses. The measure was introduced last session after Daryl Brooks drove his SUV through the Waukesha Christmas Parade in 2021, killing six and injuring dozens. Brooks was out on a $1,000 bail in Milwaukee County's case at the time. Now, Ducho says the average Wisconsinite incorrectly believes judges are able to look past criminal convictions and consider community safety when setting bail. She said a judge told her many judges already do that. She noted during the hearing it would be up to the legislature to define the terms serious harm and violent crime under the amendment. Now, State Senator Chris Larson, Democrat of Milwaukee, asked Ducho and Wongard why the legislature would not change the bail to ensure people who pose a risk to the community are detained regardless of how much money they have. Larson notes Brooks may have committed his crime, even if the amendment were in place. Larson said, the money has nothing to do with it. It shouldn't have, he shouldn't have been released, and we should change the system accordingly. This would galvanize the state constitution and make it harder to do that, said Larson, a Milwaukee Democrat. Wongard said the amendment isn't related to raising bail amounts, but to giving judges more factors to consider when setting bail. Meanwhile, State Senator Lena Taylor, Democrat of Milwaukee, said the most important thing for the legislature to do is to provide the funding to allow courts to function effectively. She argued there are ways to address the issues without altering the state constitution. Constitutional amendments must be approved by both chambers of the legislature in two consecutive sessions before they are sent out to voters for a referendum on the next election ballot. The bail amendment was approved last session with bipartisan support. The legislature must sign off on and file it with the Wisconsin Elections Commission by January 24th in order for it to appear on the April 4th ballot. So this is going to be a really interesting thing to see if it goes through. Here's the main issue, just to boil it down, that too oftentimes bail is set on a monetary basis. And what happens is you have a disproportionate amount of minority folks and poor folks that have to stay in jail waiting their trial because they can't afford the bail. They can't make bail. Meanwhile, you have people of means, wealthier people, who write in a check, or their parents or whoever writes a check, not a problem. And they get to be out for months, maybe years at a time, in the community, going to their jobs, making money, because they could afford that bail and be out in the community. It's a matter of fairness, you see. It's a matter of giving people wealth the opportunity to get out, while people without wealth, without a means, have to sit in jail and wait their trial. And remember, under our law, everyone is presumed innocent until they are proven guilty in a court of law at a trial of their peers. We will follow this story more as it continues. You can read the entire story. I didn't get to all of it, but you can read the entire story on wispolitics.com and give it a try. We'll come back. Some very exciting news. And not just that our CEO is here, Sage Weil. He has a big announcement. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show, the Civic Media Radio Network. Time is 9:33. Aaron Zommers, I like that music. Very game show. Very, very giveaway-ish. Very, very bright and happy.
That's really weird. What a coincidence.
What a coincidence. We are absolutely excited this morning here at Civic Media, not just on our show, but across the entire Civic Media Radio Network. Happy to have our CEO and co-owner, Sage Weil. Sage, we have big news to announce this morning.
We do. We have some big news. Civic Media is going to be giving away $1 million worth of advertising to small, medium, and large businesses across Wisconsin in order to celebrate the expansion across the state and our creation of a statewide network of radio stations that cover a variety of different communities. And we're very excited to invest in our relationship with the business community and support the communities that we've got stations in.
Now, I want to just put a point on this because Sage is a very chill guy. He said $1 million, not a hundred thousand. He is giving away $1 million this morning across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media. Not giving away today, but giving it away in a couple of weeks.
Yes. $1 million worth of radio advertising to any business that is doing business here in the state of Wisconsin.
Not everybody would do this, Sage. I mean, I've worked for different places across the state. Not every place would say, hey, we're going to take $1 million of advertising revenue and invest it in our small businesses. What led you to make this kind of decision?
Well, Civic Media's strategy, our mission and our goal is to invest in hometown radio and community radio across the state. And a big part of that is building a relationship with the business community, because it's not just a matter of the audience. It's a matter of connecting. We should be a resource to connect our audience to the small businesses that keep these communities alive, right? That employ our community, and so our goal is to build those relationships and to invest in those communities.
This is a great example of why I chose to come to work here and why I'm fortunate and continue to be excited about working for this company, because it's not just Civic, and of course Civic is a company, but this company's part of their mission is to literally go out and improve the lives of communities across the state of Wisconsin.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's something that you and co-owner Mike Crute talked about when you built this company. And I'm seeing it in real time. I'm very fortunate that I get to be here and see this in real time as the network continues to expand across the state of Wisconsin. And you are looking at whether it's Wausau, whether it's Avery, whether it's Richland Center, Waukesha, the list goes on. You're continually trying to find ways to integrate yourselves, whether it's covering high school sports, whether it's covering local news, whether it's having election night coverage across the state, following even the smallest of races, and now putting your money where your mouth is and saying, we're going to take $1 million of advertising and give it away.
Absolutely, yes. Yep, and I'm happy that I was able to come on your show in particular, because you play out in Richland Center, in Wausau, and in Amory. Mm-hmm. Amory is a community where the station was literally turned off for the last year, and we're just turning it on. And so I feel like the onus is on us to rebuild that relationship with the community and demonstrate our value. And the easiest place to start there is by building a relationship with the business community. So we're excited about that. Similar situation in Wausau. Well, not a little bit different, but in Wausau, we WXCO formerly was primarily sports. We still do a lot of community sports. But we're moving offices. We have a new facility right downtown that we're in the process of building out. We're very excited to get in there, hopefully in the next couple of months. And in Richland Center, I think it's interesting that, how should I put this? I guess one of the things that I really respect about the way that Ron Fruit ran WRCO and WRCE in the past was that he took his role in the community very seriously,
yes.
Building relationships with local businesses. As one of the few media outlets that was really focused on Richland Counter and Richland Center. Mm-hmm. And I think the onus is on us to demonstrate our ongoing commitment to that community. And what better way to do that than by trying to bring new businesses on the air in order to, promote their goods and services and demonstrate our value to the community.
We had April Zimmer, the editor of the Amory Free Press, on the show last week, her second time on the show. And she said that people are aware of mm-hmm. of the station coming back on and are excited about it. And I think it's nice to hear that from someone who is connected, because she not only is the editor of the Free Press, she's also the president, I forget the name of the exact organization, but one of their small business groups mm-hmm. in Amory. And they're excited
yes.
to have a radio station again.
I mean, I have to acknowledge it's been a little bit of a slow start. We have a facility now. It's right next to the supermarket. Mm-hmm. If you've gone to get your groceries, you may have seen the sign in the window. Mm-hmm. But we are just staffing out, so we don't have people on the ground yet, but we're getting very close. But we're very excited about Amory. I can also mention that we have another station that is going to be covering St. Croix Valley.
Nice. An FM. Some more breaking news. Tell
us,
Sage.
Yes. The press release hasn't been posted on the website yet, but we are just launching WSCM, St. Croix Country, that is a country music station that covers the St. Croix Valley. That will also be, headquartered or whatever, based out of that yeah. same office. So we're excited about being in that part of the state. And I can't wait to spend some time up there this summer.
You and me both, because April's been telling me, it's the City of Lakes and all these. They have this awesome, cool new pavilion where they have these cool bands play right next to the lake. Mm-hmm. And some really exciting stuff that I can't wait for the studios to be built out, because I am taking the show up there for a couple of days.
Absolutely.
And
yes.
I can't wait to do stuff like that.
Yes. Well, we're in the midst of making a lot of changes on the back end, on the engineering side, so that it will be easy for our show hosts to travel around the state and do their broadcasts remotely and interact with community members and bring guests on and all the rest of it. So we're really excited about where we're going to be at here in the spring. So
getting back to this $1 million giveaway, people, this is going to happen on the 26th of January.
Yes.
It's a one-day event.
Yes. So on that day, you need to come to the website and fill out the form to enter, give us your information, and then we will get back to you.
And there's no catch. This isn't sign up and then we'll contact you. And if you buy $500 worth of ads, there's no
purchase necessary. Right. All the rest of it. Yeah, you can look at the full terms and conditions and all the rest of it. But this is us making this investment to build that relationship with local businesses to demonstrate our value to demonstrate what radio advertising can do for you.
So what folks could do who are listening, who are like, what are they saying again? This is $1 million in sales revenue that Sage Weil, Mike Crute, and Civic Media are giving away on a one-day-only giveaway. It is going to be January 26th, starts at 9 a.m. You log on. We'll have this on the Todd Allball Show site, also the Civic Media, but go to www.civicmedia.us/million. So civicmedia.us/million. Mm-hmm. It's not some big IRS form. I've seen it. It'll take you maybe 5 minutes to fill it out.
Yeah. No, very basic information, contact information, how big your business is, that sort of thing. And then the packages that will be given away range from 5,000 to 20,000, I believe, depending on the size of the business and how much you spread across the state or whatever. And then our staff will work with you to produce a radio ad spot, 30-second ad spot, and to figure out what stations it's appropriate to play it on and when to play it and all the rest. And then away we'll go. The ads themselves will air in March and April, possibly May, depending on how things schedule out.
So it's a great thing for both. And let me just say quickly, that if you already advertise on Civic Media, we thank you very much. We appreciate that. You are still eligible.
Yeah.
And you can still, so if you are chosen, you will have this free advertising in addition to what you're already buying with Civic Media with additional spots. So nobody is excluded here. Anybody can play
if you work for Civic Media. You can't those sorts of the usual exclusions there.
Todd,
I think that the primary restriction is you have to be a business that is doing business in Wisconsin.
Correct.
Right.
You can't be based in Louisiana. Yeah,
so Walmart is probably not our primary target here. Although I guess Walmart is also doing business here, but we're primarily interested in Wisconsin businesses. So
and people are going to say, well, why are they asking me for my anticipated revenue and number of employees? It's because you're trying to spread this out so it's mom and pops all the way up to maybe 500 or 1,000 employees in Wisconsin.
Right.
So you can kind of divvy this up appropriately. Exactly, That's why you're asking the questions.
Yes, exactly.
And people, again, on the January 26th, we'll be promoting this in the days and a couple of weeks ahead. January 26th, go to civicmedia.us/million.
Yep.
Mark your calendars. Mm-hmm. And it's important to know, get in on this right away. Because this is, the $1 million, it's a finite amount. And when it's gone, it's gone. And you're going to be reviewing these applications as they come in real time. So what we're saying is going to be open till midnight. But if all the money is gone by noon, it's done, correct?
Mm-hmm. Right, right. And we'll be reviewing the application. So there's going to be some, I don't know what the right word is, discretion or whatever. So if you apply multiple times under the same business, whatever. Well, and we want to, and again, we want to separate the giveaway across different tranches. So it's small businesses, medium-sized businesses, and large businesses, and across the state. But the sooner you get your information in, the better.
One of the great things about having a holiday party, and let me just say thank you very much as one of the co-owners, you threw a great holiday party for the staff here. One of the great parts about a holiday party is you get to talk to your boss a little bit more casually. And so we were chatting a little bit a couple of weeks ago during December. I did not know. Tell people when you started your first small business. You're not some just fly by night operation. Yeah. You just didn't start. You can relate to small business owners because.
My first website, small business, whatever, was I guess it was a video game company that my friend and I started in high school. I think it was our junior year. So I guess that makes us, we're 17?
Yeah.
16, something like that. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the point is you can relate to people listening, whether they're a startup, whether they're young people, whether they're middle age, whether they've done this as a business or retirement. You get how difficult it is to get traction sometimes because you've been doing this since high school.
Yes. Somehow I keep falling into this small business, creating a whatever.
And you've been wildly successful, I might add.
I reasonably successful, yes.
You're very successful.
Yes.
But I think that's a good perspective, Sage, because, again, I'm a big believer, no matter what it is in life, unless you've kind of walked in a person's shoes or done that, you can appreciate it, but you can't fully understand it.
Yes.
And so as a small business owner, what's it like sometimes to try to get that word out?
Yeah, that's one of the biggest challenges. Like, how do you get people to pay attention? I mean, it's a totally different world from when I was doing it.
Sure.
Was that 30 years ago, whatever it was? with social media, and I mean, we were when we started the video game company, I mean, we had internet. I think I had an email account at that point, but just barely. It was very early. It's getting your voice to, get rise above the noise, the background noise is always a challenge. And I think the power of radio is that it is, these stations are localized to a particular community, right? Mm-hmm. They have a particular coverage area, and you want, your brick and mortar store, whatever it is, in what, you need to find people that are local in order to, reach your potential customers.
About a minute and a half left. Anything that I haven't asked you yet that you want people to know and understand about this $1 million giveaway coming up on January 26th?
I think we've mostly covered it. I think the team here is just really excited. I think this is a great opportunity for us to, build this initial relationship with businesses and demonstrate that that radio advertising is valued for them. And, hopefully many of you will come back and become advertisers over the long term. But, that's up to you. There's no obligation, certainly. Sure. This is a free. And it's also a great opportunity for us to really exercise our team. As we've, you know, staffed out, we need to, you know, flex our muscles in terms of, you know, being able to produce the ads, schedule them, get them on the air, all of that. So it's going
to
be
big shout out to our vice president of marketing and sales, Roxanne Charles, done a great job. Jorge,
this is her brainchild.
Jorge has done a great job on the creative end as well. Sage Weil, our CEO, co-owner of Civic Media. Thank you for being with us today, and thank you for this amazing offer to our listeners. Right.
Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. Right. Sage Weil, we appreciate you. Again, it's a $1 million giveaway. We'll have more details on it as we go along. Back after this on the Tom Walsh Show. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show, the Civic Media Radio Network. Time is 9:50. Whoa. Whoa. Signed, sealed, delivered. What a great song. And a great announcement. How about that, Aaron? Here on the show this morning, our CEO announces he's given away $1 million in advertising to our listeners.
Very exciting stuff. And yeah, that's why I picked that song, because there's no hang-ups, no...
No catch.
No catches. It's just signed, sealed, delivered. That $5,000 to $20,000 of advertising is yours.
If the price is right. No, you don't even have to play a pricing game. You can just have it. So again, I want to take just a minute to explain this again, because I think a lot of people maybe have heard the interview part of it, and they're like, wait a minute, this can't be real. Well, what's the real story here, Todd? This is the real story that our co-owner, Sage Weil, and Mike Crute said, hey, we know that small businesses across the state are struggling. And one of the things that Sage said as a almost lifetime small business owner, starting his first small business in high school up until today, he keenly understands the needs of small business owners. And one of those, and I can say this is true as a former small business owner myself, is just getting your message out there. The, hey, I'm here. This is what I offer. This is where I'm at. This is how you can find my product. Just getting the message out there, because it's cluttered. There are so many ways. People are distracted with all sorts of different social media and traditional media. It's hard to break through the clutter. And one of the great things about radio and local radio, which is what Civic Media is that we break through the clutter. You can't find a better example than my hometown radio station, WRCO, WRCE in Richland Center, where I started, where I worked for 17 years, and now happy to be back on there thanks to Civic Media now owning that property. And Sage hit the nail on the head that there is no one in local radio in the state of Wisconsin that I'm aware of that has done a better job of connecting with community than Ron Fruit, the longtime owner of WRCO, WRCE, along with his wife, Beth, integrated themselves, along with now station manager, Phil Nee, integrated themselves in the Richland Center, Richland County, and greater Southwest Wisconsin community. And that's what makes the connection. People tune in every day to listen to Ron and Phil in the morning, to listen to Phil on Those Were the Days on Saturday night, and the host of other shows. There is a connection. And that's why people listen to WRCO and WRCE. And that's why advertisers advertise there, because they know people are listening. And it gets the message out. And Civic Media is replicating that model across the entire state. So whether you're at WRCE, WRCO, Richland Center, WXCO in Wausau, WXCE in Amory, this is your chance. It won't cost you a dime, honestly. There's no catch. On January 26th, just go to civicmedia.us/million.
And if you don't believe us, on that website, you can read the terms and conditions. They're really not that long, because there's no catch. So they don't have to be that long.
Right. That's a great point, Aaron. Usually when you see terms and conditions as 15 pages long and 9-point font, there's a catch. This is not that. There's no catch.
It's still legalese. It's still not easy to read, but sure, it's not very long.
There, you always have to have a lawyer involved, right? At least a couple. But there's no catch. You go on, you fill out this form on January 26th. And again, you cannot do it before 9 a.m. on January 26th. It's going to ask for your name of your business, who the contact is, how many employees you have, what kind of business it is, what your mission is, what your annual revenue is. And that's pretty much it. Oh, it will ask you one more thing. And this is very important to Aaron and I. It will ask you how you heard about the giveaway. And it will give you a list of the shows. We would appreciate it very much if you chose the Todd Allball Show, which will be listed there. What it really is it amounts to kind of, we get a sense of who's listening to what shows. There's no big award. I don't get if I, you know, finished first, second, or third. There's no cash prizes. There's no trophies. It's just a sense of, oh, okay, cool.
It's more about, like, did this local Richland Center business hear about it through the Richland Center station, or were they listening to the Amory station for some reason?
Sure.
Like, I don't know. You can
find out
what's going on.
Right. It's just a matter of find out who. So if you be so kind, when it says, how did you hear about the $1 million giveaway? Click on the Todd Allball Show. We would appreciate that very much. But first and foremost, do yourself a favor and get there. And again, it doesn't matter whether you are a sole proprietor or whether you have 1,000 employees. As long as you are based in the state of Wisconsin, have a business license, are paying taxes as a business, you're eligible.
And from what I understand, you don't have to be based in Wisconsin. You just will be prioritized if you are. You at least have to operate in Wisconsin.
Well, there you go. See, Aaron's actually reading all the rules and regulations. So maybe you're based in Minnesota, but you do a lot of business in Wisconsin. But yes, these applications are going to be reviewed in real time, starting at 9 o'clock. So get there early. And then once the $1 million is gone in those chunks of $5,000 or more, it's gone. And if you say, well, I don't know how to write a radio ad. I've never done that before. Don't worry. That's what we're here for. Because this giveaway not only includes the airtime, the commercials, it will include a writer. One of our fine professional salespeople at Civic Media will sit down with you, give you a chat, find out what you need, what your business is. They will write the ad for you. Again, free of charge.
And if you're thinking, oh no, I'm too nervous to talk on the radio, we also have people who can voice it for you.
Exactly. Professional voiceover people. All you have to do is have a business and an idea. And if you dial in on January 26th at 9 a.m., to civicmedia.us/million and fill it out, and you're chosen, all of this will be done for you. We will write the ad. We will voice it if you want. We will put it on the appropriate station where your business is at, and it will run. And let me tell you, $5,000, that's the minimum. $5,000 of radio advertising? That's impactful, particularly in a small place like Amory or Richland Center, or in a medium-sized market like Wausau. Even in larger markets, $5,000 is nothing to sneeze at. And one of the great things about radio, and one of the reasons I came back to radio after 17 years of being in it, and then being away from it for several years, one of the reasons I came back, and Phil Nee said this to me at WRCO when I was deciding whether to take this gig or not, he said, Todd, radio's always been your first love. I said, you're right. It's because it stimulates the mind. The mind, folks. That's what it does. It gets people thinking, and it will drive people to your business. January 26th, the $1 million giveaway at civicmedia.us/million. Back after this for hour number 3. You're listening to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Yeah.